Welcome to the Audio Renaissance presentation of Robert Ludlum's The Hades Factor. Written by Robert Ludlum and Gail Linz. Adapted for audio and produced by Tony Hutz. And read by Joseph Campanella.
The horror began, at least as far as anyone knew at the time, the evening of Friday, October 10th. In Boston, Massachusetts, Mario Dublin stumbled along a downtown street, a dollar bill clutched in one shaking hand. The homeless man swayed as he walked and slapped at his head with his free hand. He reeled inside a cut-rate drugstore and shoved the dollar across the counter to the clerk.
"Aspirin. I needs aspirin."
The clerk sneered at the unshaven man in the ragged remnants of an army uniform. Still, business was business. He offered Mario a small box of aspirin he had.
"You better have another dollar to go with that one."
Dublin dropped the bill onto the counter and reached for the box. The clerk pulled it back.
"You heard me, buddy. Another buck."
"Only got a dollar. My head's breaking open."
Dublin lurched forward and grabbed the box. The clerk tried to pull it back, but Dublin hung on. They struggled, knocking over a jar of candy bars and crashing a display of vitamins to the floor. The pharmacist shouted from the rear as he dialed 911.
"Let it go, Eddie. Let him have it."
The clerk let it go. Frantic, Dublin tore the package open and poured the tablets into his mouth. He choked as he tried to swallow all of them at once, and curled up on the floor, weak from pain. He pressed the heels of his hands to his temples and sobbed. Moments later, a patrol car pulled up outside. The pharmacist waved the policeman in. He pointed